This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Hi, I'm Matt Jackson. This is my brother, Nick Jackson. We're the mother effing Young Bucks, and you are listening to the New Japan Purocast. Suck it! Super kick partay to sweet me. All right, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. My name is Colin Miller, being joined alongside, as always, by Mr. Damon McDonald. It is Sunday, October 23rd, 2016, and Damon, we are on the road to Power Struggle. We're going to be talking about the show that happened this past Friday, October 21st, at Corican Hall in front of 1,627 spectators. And this show kicked off the Best of the Super Junior Tag Tournament. And all in all, I'll tell you what, this was an easily digestible, very good 2.5-hour show put on by New Japan.
Yeah, agreed. Podcast over, right?
That's all, folks.
Yeah, that's all we got. I agree 100%. I think it was, just like you said, it was one of those shows that moved quickly. Nothing dragged. Nothing was off the charts, but it was good, right?
I thought the main event was excellent.
I thought it was, yeah, you know what? It was, I would put that in a, I would put that in a very good to excellent category. You know, why nitpick? We're all in good moods here today.
I'm even going to throw 4 snowflakes at that.
Wow, look at you. I don't know if I'm throwing 4 snow. Well, listen, it was a good match. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And I love ACH and Ishimura. I think they are a wonderful tag team. They just look like a tag team to
They're
me.
My new favorite tag team. Now that Matt Sydal is MIA and Ricochet's with Finlay, I think that ACH and Ishimori fill the void that they have left in my heart.
Yeah. If there's a Colin Miller tag team, that's a Colin Miller tag team.
Sure is.
And I thought they did well. I know they were excited to headline a New Japan show. That's got to be a check mark off on their list of to-dos in the world of pro wrestling. Good stuff. I think the Young Bucks did well. I think, I think top to bottom, it was easily digestible. Look, those heavyweights, I think we all can agree that there were a lot of guys that, you know, took the night off.
Sure.
Like we coined that phrase of take the night off. we invented that.
We coined a lot of phrases.
We certainly have.
Pants down.
Pants down. Hashtag pants down. Hashtag... Hashtag. I have a playlist. I have a Spotify playlist. It's called hashtag number sign pound sign, I think it is. Because I'm funny like that. Means nothing. But no, good show. We'll go top to bottom with that. Right now, right?
Yeah, soon, so right? You know what? Before we actually get into reviewing the show, Damon, we've got to talk about your travels that are coming up. Because as all of our listeners know, you are a world traveler. You really get around, as they say.
Thank you for the 1950s doo-wop reference.
Well, you know me. I'm an old soul.
I do know you. You are. You're like the Fonz.
Hey.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you did that because we had a conversation just moments ago and I was like, listen, don't make me forget. I wrote it down. Just don't let me forget. We got to kick it off with this because if I don't, I'll forget. And then you said, okay, I'm going to throw it to you right after right after the opening. And I forgot. I thought I was ready to go right into wrestling talk. But okay, so here we go. This only applies to, obviously, people who live in Australia, specifically those cities of Sydney and Melbourne. Look, I'm coming down. So if you want to hook up and meet up and drink some beers, I even have stuff to give away. I'm bringing stuff specifically to give away, Colin. I know.
You're bringing some swag.
I'm bringing swag. I'm bringing the Honma signed t-shirt. right? Yellow. It's the Honma Mania with the Kokeshi thingamabob. And he signed that thing. I got that in Fukuoka. I'm bringing that. I'm going to give it away to somebody. I'm bringing a Tanahashi 8x10 autograph. I'm bringing a Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish autograph, 8x10. I'm bringing some shit with me, guys, just to say, you know, just to incentivize. Is that a word? Incentivize?
It sounds dirty, whatever it is.
It really is. Hopefully it does turn that way. Just to get people's asses to these locations. So here they are. This is official. Now, listen. I don't have any partnership with any of these places. This is just where we're going to be at this time. We said, okay, listen, I need to carve out some time. I'm going to meet some of my listeners because I know we absolutely have some. And again, I have a bet going with the people that I'm with. And it's just, I want people to show up. So again, I'm bringing shit. So here we go. So first, it's Sydney. All right. So everybody in Sydney, you motherfuckers, you're going to get crowded house. I'm flying out the next week. Pricks, you're getting crowded house. I would love to go to see them.
This 900 is like the Purocast Down Under tour here.
It really is the Down Under tour. I like this. No, we're calling this like we have a little inside joke with my wife and friends. This is the Ring of Honor tour.
Ah, okay. I get it.
We're calling this the Ring of Honor tour. There's a small reference to wrestling and a small reference to anyway. Sydney, here's your dates, kids. Monday, November 14th, I guess from 5 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. And again, I don't have any association with this. I'm just showing up there. So don't be like, this is the Purocast meetup. They're going to look at you like you're insane. Right? I'm just going to be there. Okay. So don't expect any preference of treatment. We'll be lucky if we get enough stools. So we're on 5 to 8 because I got shit to do later. If it goes later, who cares? Maybe I'll just stay there and drink with you. Who cares? It's at a place called the Old Growler. The Old Growler. How's that sound, Colin? The Old Growler.
The Old Growler sounds like a good pub.
It does. It got some nice Yelp reviews. We went down. You look at the pictures. You go downstairs. You got to go downstairs in like a basement. So it's kind of got like this little speakeasy kind of vibe. But it doesn't look super expensive, so everybody can afford it. You'll be fine. 218 William Street in Sydney. So again, Monday, November 14th. If you're in Sydney, your ass better be there. And I'll have some stuff to give away. I don't know how I'm going to give away this stuff, Colin, to be honest with you. I don't know where and which city. So, Sydney, you're first. So, if you show up, and you might be the fucking pick, you might have the pick of the litter. You know, pick whatever you want. Okay, so that's that. And then Melbourne, or whatever, however the hell you pronounce it. I know I'm going to get punched in the face by the locals because I'm going to mispronounce it.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. You know that's going to happen. Friday, November 18. Mark that on your calendar. Friday, November 18. Probably right around the same time-ish, maybe. I didn't write down the time. Did I write down the time on this?
Did you say 5 to 8 p.m. for that last one?
5 to 8 p.m. on the last one in Sydney. That's at that Old Growler locale. I have another piece of paper here. Sydney, Old Growler, Melbourne. I don't have a time, but I'm probably thinking about the same time. On Friday, the 18th, Melbourne. It's going to be right around the same time because I have dinner reservations somewhere else at 8:30. So, yeah. So around 5 to 8 on a Friday night, we can do that, right, kids? It's at the Turf Bar, 131 Queen Street in Melbourne. So, again, I don't want to waste too much time on this. A lot of people are just fast-forwarding because they know it doesn't pertain to them. But, again, I know we have a lot of listeners out there. I would love to meet you guys. Bring your significant others, bring your pals. Let's talk a little pro wrestling. Meet up with some other listeners, man. You might make a new friend. And again, I'm an alcoholic, so we'll drink a lot.
This is true.
And, we'll have a good time. You know, we're going to have a good time. We'll sing some NXS, huh? That sounds like fun. And then, like I said, I have some plenty of stuff to give away. So there you go. Thank you for indulging me, but there, I needed to get that out. Monday, 14th. We're going to be at the Old Growler. Friday, the 18th, we're going to be at the Turf Bar. All right. There you go, kids.
All right. There you have it. So very, very exciting news for our Australian listeners there. Come out, meet Damon, buy him a beer, and maybe you'll win some cool Puroresu swag.
Yeah. And here's what we can do, too. We can call Colin at like 2 o'clock in the morning and wake him up. That'd be awesome,
hey,
right?
go for it. Go for it. We'll do a whole show.
Right, but you half asleep at 3 in the morning. All right, so there you go. So thank you for indulging me. Let's get moving with the rest of the show.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about this Road to Power Struggle show. Once again, that happened this past Friday, October 21st, at Corican Hall. And let's kick it off by getting into the first match here. This one was a six-man tag featuring the team of Hiroyoshi Tenzan, Satoshi Kojima, and Yuji Nagata taking on Tomoaki Honma and the Young Lions. It sounds like a power trio, right? A la Cream or Rush. and that would be Kanemitsu and Kawato.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What did Honma do to get the short straw on that one, right? I mean, he's got, you know, two young lions, one to the left of him, one to the right. He's looking at straight ahead and saying, hey, what do you want from me?
That reminded me of a Poison lyric there, by the way.
I was doing a Goodfellas reference. You didn't follow along with me. They go to the house and the mother brings out the painting. And he's like, oh, that dog's looking that way. One's looking that way. This one's saying, hey, what do you want from me? Hey, it looks like somebody we know. Ah! What's wrong with your friend Henry? He doesn't talk that much. That movie's so great. Is that one of those movies where you could just turn it on and just leave it on no matter what time, where it is in the movie?
Hey, it's a lot of people's favorite Scorsese movie. Very, very fast-paced, very total nonstop action, no pun intended.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
I think it's the only movie you've ever seen.
No, it's like three movies. It's Goodfellas, it's Caddyshack, and Fast Times. Those are probably I can't even say that because you know what I love too? And it's they're totally stupid, but I just love them to death. I like a lot of the Will Ferrell movies.
Step Brothers.
I love Step Brothers, dude. I love Step Brothers, and I love he wasn't really in it. Who's the guy that he's usually? G. Gordon Liddy or what's the name?
John C. Reilly?
John C.
G. Gordon Liddy. Who the hell is that?
Isn't that the guy from like the Nixon tapes? Wasn't he the prosecutor? He was at WrestleMania too, G. Gordon Liddy.
You're bringing up fucking Watergate references.
Right? Why would Vince McMahon be like, yeah, let's fucking bring out G. Gordon Liddy? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe he was spotting him somewhere at a.
Yeah, maybe he needs some legal help or something. But he was one of the lead prosecutors in Watergate or something. A little American history for you kids. What was I going to say? What was his name again? Charles Nelson Reilly. What was his name?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. That's who I meant. Charles Nelson Reilly.
You sound like my father.
Trust me, I feel like your father.
He self-medicates too.
Yeah, we should hang out. We could tell Colin Miller stories.
You guys would have a ball.
The movie that he was in was Dewey Cox. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
That one is just so ridiculous, but it's great. And it also has the chick from The Office. Pam, you ever watch The Office, the American version?
I'm not an Office fan, actually.
Wow, man, you.
That's kind of surprising, huh?
Yeah, you're hardcore off the grids, brother.
Hey,
you're too cool
soon,
for the office.
Pretty soon, that'll be literal.
He's in that. How do we get here? That's a good one. All right, so he drew the short straw.
Right.
And you knew that team was losing, which was sad for Honma, who actually I felt was the workhorse. Here's my question. Are you impressed at all with these Young Lions? And I know that they haven't been, you know, in the ring often. They're not, you know, showcased as often as we thought. Didn't they debut at that silly thing before
Lions Gate?
Show? No, it was you know how they do like the press conference before the Dome show? It's like they get in the ring. It's like a 4-hour show.
Right.
And everybody's so excited for the Dome show. And everybody's like, oh, I'm going to watch this thing too. And it's so boring. And it's like they get in the ring and they speak Japanese for 20 minutes. And it's like they have like, you know, a local gymnastics team perform in the ring. And it's like, why am I watching this? I thought they debuted there, right?
I think you're right. That is where they debuted. And I was actually going to bring up the fact that didn't it seem to you like – these two young lions got a lot of offense in this match.
I thought so too. I have that as a note. As a matter of fact, I felt like they did. There was one time where it was, I believe it was Tenzan. He went for one of those, you know, headbutts to the face. And I don't know which young lion it was, but he didn't really take it the first time that well. And then he got another one, all right. The main reason I like these matches is, and this might be cruel, and this might be the sadistic streak in me, but I love seeing those young lions get the fucking shit kicked out of them. There is just something pleasing about watching these old, grumpy, you know, 40-something-year-olds just kick the shit out of these
kids. There's something very satisfying about watching Yuji Nagata, you know, just kick Kawato in the chest as hard as he can.
Just tee off on the poor saps. Look, this was nothing to write home about by any stretch of the imagination. I don't even think you would put this in a good Young Lions match, right? These Young Lions, to me, seem very... rusty is the word I'm looking for.
Underdeveloped?
Underdeveloped, tentative, maybe not necessarily awkward, but they just don't seem to have confidence or a smoothness to their pro wrestling as of yet. There's you know, and again, they haven't been in the ring a long time. I understand that. I don't want to kick kids when they're down. But I'm not thrilled with the limited amount that was expected of them. Like, I would give them a B- for the limited amount of stuff that they have to do. For the limited, and I'm not grading them on, you know, in the same world as a Wrestle Kingdom main event. I'm grading them for what I expect out of them: hip tosses, back bumps, selling.
Boston crabs. Which was actually applied to Yuji Nagata. He let them do it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just the simpler stuff that we're used to. I didn't think it was okay. I mean, it was all right. It was average. B-.
I expected less, though, from what we got.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I will say that they got more offense in. I will say that. They did like a drop kick off the top rope. Usually we don't see that for at least another, you know, handful of months out of these guys. It was okay. Again, nobody's going to go out of their way to watch this. But, you know, if you're a completist and you're trying to track the careers of these young lions, by all means, knock yourself out. But I'm not overly impressed so far with the basics as of yet.
Well, give it some time and who knows, maybe by spring of next year they'll have impressed you some more.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think they are on the right track. I don't think that you're going to go wrong in a New Japan dojo. You're going to learn something. I mean, not, and here's another thing too, guys, not everybody that walks out of that dojo becomes a superstar, right? Just because you come out of that dojo. But I will say this, the odds are in your favor that you're going to learn a thing or two about pro wrestling coming out of that dojo.
All right, so the second match was a tag match featuring the team of Manabu Nakanishi and Yoshitatsu taking on the Tokyo Pimp, Yujiro Takahashi, and the Bone Soldier. Now, Damon, I got something to say about this Bone Soldier fella.
Who's that?
He looks like Marowak.
I don't know who Marowak is.
Marowak is a Pokemon, more specifically, the evolved form of Cubone. And
now I know who it is.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Google it.
Google
Marowak. That is what the Bone Soldier looks like.
Marowak. How am I spelling Marowak?
I think it's Marowak.
Marowak. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can confirm this, everyone, as my internet crawls to a... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, he kind of looks. Yeah, he looks like a dinosaur with a skull head, like almost like a fox head.
Yeah,
but it's a skull. Yeah,
right.
You know what? There's another one here, Colin. There's a Cubone.
Yeah, the Cubone.
No, you did say that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marowak is the evolved form of Cubone. You're getting a Pokemon lesson here today.
Wow, you're certainly. Yeah, you know what? You are on the right track. So there are listeners that would get that reference out of the gate. For us adults, we needed to Google it. Yes. And you know what the species is, Colin, according to Google? Species is a bone keeper.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Wow.
The bone keeper Pokemon.
Good job by you. This match ate ass.
Yeah, this match sucked.
I mean, this was... this. Look, everybody... I think Nakanishi was the best guy in the match.
Yeah, that's no joke.
This is going nowhere fast. Does anybody care about this feud? Does anybody care about the Yoshitatsu Bone Soldier?
You know, believe it or not, I believe that there are people, specifically members of the Japanese audience, that do care.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to be truthful and say that it does nothing for me. It gives these guys something to do, yes. And then the finish of this match, are you a disqualification?
When was the last time, first of all, that we've seen a disqualification in New Japan?
I mean, listen, has anybody watched a Bushi match? Has anybody watched
when Kushida's pen bursts in his hands?
Right. I mean, I couldn't believe. First, we were subjected to 8 minutes of just some of the most. Oh my God! I can't believe I'm watching this pro wrestling. And then a finish like that. Not that I'm expecting a clean finish in every match, but for Christ's sake, that was. It was very fitting for the match that we saw. It was like, oh, this match is just dreadful.
They're trying to get across the Bone Soldier's mean streak.
Yeah,
that's going on.
Yeah, that he's got a this.
He's got to shed that Captain New Japan skin and become Marowak.
Every time I say Marowak, I think of Chilliwack. You know that band?
No, I don't know any of your bands, Damon. I don't listen to this. Hipster.
Hipster. They're like in the 80s. They did that song. Watch this. You ready for this one? Speaking of doo-wop, you ready for this?
Sure.
Gone, 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 but gone so long. Giving gone, gone, gone so long. Now you don't know that song?
No.
It fucking stinks. It's a terrible song, but and I didn't do it any justice. Well, listen, you have Spotify, for Christ's sake. Just fucking look it up and listen to it at your leisure. All right, very good. We're all over the map here, guys. I had about four travelers. I'm drinking a elusive traveler grapefruit shandy, trying to get rid of my summer beers. And I got home a little bit late, and I was very thirsty. I had nothing in my refrigerator, and I was like, well, let me polish off a beer. It literally went down like it was water.
Speaking of beer, really quick, I had asked you off the air, do you like a good pumpkin ale?
Let me tell you something about pumpkin ale, Colin. No. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I'm like, I want something, like when I drink a pumpkin beer, I kind of expect more of a cinnamony, autumny, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to drink a pumpkin pie is what I want to do, right?
It and always goes back to food and pie does. And sweets and desserts.
I'm not a sweets guy. I'm a carb guy. You know that.
Yeah, you're a carb guy.
I had 2 bagels today.
Oh, fucking shit.
Atrocious. It's like my fucking insulin levels went through the roof. Or is it? What is it? My insulin? What is it?
Sure.
No, isn't it? What is it called? I don't know.
So.
All right. Well, whatever.
We're no MDs here on the Bureaucast.
Certainly not. Yeah. So no, it's.
Well, here's what you got to do.
I want a little bit more pumpkin flavor.
Here's what you got to do. I think you'll dig this one, and I recommend this to any of our listeners who enjoy a good autumn pumpkin ale. Go check out Southern Tier. That's the name of the company. Right. Southern Tier's Pumpkin.
I've had it. That is good.
Yeah, I
do like that. Yes, I've had that.
That is my absolute favorite pumpkin ale. So there you go, Southern Tier's Pumpkin. I actually haven't had one this year, so. I've got to get to the store this week.
You know what? It's a big deal, too, in our area when that gets released. Like, bars in the area will have out on a sign that it's available. Or, like, literally, they'll have a sign on their marquee to be like, coming November 5th or whatever. You know, it's that popular. So, yeah. No, I've had it. It's good. I would highly recommend it as well. Not for nothing, but this podcast is kind of like reminds me of – not reminds me of, but it's kind of like The show was good. The show was great, but there's nothing really that was that great. So we're going to talk about other shit through and smatter it out throughout the entire show.
Well, that's look, we have a lot on our mind here, and you know this is a Puderesu variety program.
Yeah,
when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, we have all kinds of thoughts.
Do we ever? Thoughts that we can't even. All right, we better move on to the next match here.
Yeah.
This is a big 8-man tag match featuring the team of Kazuchika Okada, Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi taking on Kenny Omega, Chase Owens, and the Gorillas of Destiny. And I want to start out by talking a little bit about Tongaloa. Our favorite wrestler, Damon.
Yeah, we're going to go there again. Okay.
I've got to be honest with you. I thought that he looked pretty good against Ishii, and I was watching him in there, you know, just watching the two of them trade clubbing blows. It hit me that the Gorillas of Destiny really have been booked all wrong right from the get-go.
Go ahead.
They should have turned them into a good mean guy tag team. You know what a mean guy tag team is?
Give me an example.
Steiner Brothers.
They don't have near. See, here's the thing. Steiner Brothers have a fuck ton of athleticism.
They do. That was a bad example. What about the Faces of Fear?
The Faces of Fear? Like we're talking like Haku and.
Yeah. My point is just.
That's kind of who they are, isn't it?
Book them as, you know, two badass Tongan guys who just go out there and just beat the shit out of you.
I think that's what they are. I would say that they're not the fucking British Bulldogs, that's for sure. Well,
no, there's not a whole lot of Dynamite Kid in that Tongaloa. Right. But I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is they should be more physical in the ring.
Here's the problem, Colm, is that
they suck.
They suck. Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. And I can't sugarcoat it. They really aren't good. And, you know, if you go and read reviews other than listening to this podcast, I think by and large, the majority of people. So it's not like I really don't feel like it's us laying the boots just because we don't like something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, listen, I think we could be guilty of that. I don't think that's the case. I think across the board, I don't know of a tag team, or I'll go so far as to say, I don't know of a pro wrestler that universally, given the push and given the feedback that they get from people like us that sit in front of a microphone or maybe in front of a keyboard, fans of the product, universally pan. Can you think of anybody else that across the board, again, the guy is two-time tag team champion, right? He's up there on the card.
He's a current champion.
Yeah, he's an upper mid-carder. He's an upper mid-carder. Given that, and the absolute, I don't think it's disdain. It's more of ugh. You know what I mean? It's not venom. It's not like me and Doc Gallows. Right, where I'm just like, I can't fucking stand him, and he angers me. Tongaloa doesn't anger me. He's just instant grab the remote.
I'm more of a Doc Gallows fan.
Really? Are you more yeah. seriously? So gun to your head, Doc Gallows, Tongaloa.
Doc Gallows, because at least with him, you can kind of say that he was a big monster, and you know he. He's had good matches with Carl Anderson against like Honma and Makabe, for example. You know, he was I'm going with Doc Gallows over Tongaloa.
And Coxwings.
Yep, and hashtag Coxwings.
And Coxwings. Me too. And it's coming from me. Go back and listen.
Somebody needs to make a compilation. Seriously, we will pay you if you go back and you just compile all of the venom and the vile that that Damon has spewed against Doc Gallows. That would make for...
You don't even need to do that. Just make a fucking best of. Just honestly, literally, just take bits and put them together. I'll pay you.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Right? The holidays are coming. We're going to be busy. We need a best of to be thrown up. I would take Doc Gallows over Tongaloa. I would take Doc Ellis over Tongaloa.
Did you think that he looked okay against Ishii? I don't know. Something was different to me this time. He showed more I don't know what the word. Yeah, fire, aggression. I don't know. He came across
ruthless aggression.
Yes, that's where I was going. He came across more, more badass here, because I think that is the direction that they did want to take them. You know, they wanted them to be these two big tongue and badasses. Only it didn't work.
I mean, but here's the thing. I think it's more of the fact that his style and how he does what he does just sticks out like a sore thumb.
It's very developmental.
It's very limited and very, and man, I'll tell you what, those matches, Tama Tonga directs traffic like no one's business, right? He is constantly saying, go over here, pick him up, move him over here. You know, it's almost like he's coaching him in the ring. It feels like, you know, it's gotten to that point. I can't think of one wrestler right now that has the absolute eye roll of the entire pro wrestling community that Tongaloa has right now.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard pressed to find one. I'm in full agreement there.
But I mean, especially even on the New Japan roster, Colin. I mean, right now, I mean, maybe Yoshihashi. I mean, not Yoshihashi, Yoshitatsu?
Yoshitatsu, yeah. Yoshihashi, certainly not.
All right, what would you take? Are you taking Yoshitatsu, or are you taking Tongaloa?
I think I'm taking Tongaloa, actually. Because
I'm taking Yoshitatsu.
Okay.
Even though he needs a complete fucking redo. He needs a reset. Like, hey, he can't go in there and be Triple H light.
He's the Bullet Club Hunter, Damon.
I know. Yeah, it's really terrible. He needs
Hunter.
A reboot. Yeah. The Bullet Club Levesque.
Well, how about this? How about this 8-man tag match? What did you think of it as a whole?
Skippable. I think, you know what? Maybe not skippable. I think it was probably one of the better matches of the first half of the show. But it was a road to 8-man tag that will deliver what you expect. I will say this: it did do the job of making me want Kenny Omega and Okada. Yeah, it made me want that more. And the fact that I really didn't get a lot of it here tonight.
Made a note of that, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? They need to keep their interactions between now and Wrestle Kingdom as limited as possible.
Yeah, I agree. Again, just little tastes, tiny little slivers, tiny little morsels. That's that, because people are pumped up for this. People are really looking forward to this. You know, there are a lot of people coming over from North America, Europe, for this show.
That doesn't surprise me.
There really are a lot. And, you know, I remember months back when I was like, there's no fucking way, you know, that something like, you know, well, let's put it this way. Okada is headlining the Dome, right? So that's one half of my.
Well, that remains to be seen.
What are you saying?
I think that they're going to put it up to a vote, and they're going to ask they're going to ask fans.
Why?
Do you want to see
why just to have a vote? The reason why they did the vote before was they were worried about selling tickets. Their advance was fucking slow.
I just think that it would be amazing if they did the vote and then the fans voted for Tanahashi and Naito, because truth be told, I think that would be the winner.
There's no need to, though. I don't think there's any need to. I think both of those matches will draw the house. And here's the thing: what you're doing is you're New Japan, and again, they have people that come over, but I've never have heard or have seen as much. Hey, I'm going to be at this show too. I get texts and Facebook messages and all kinds of shit from people that say, "Hey, I'm going here too. How do I get here? Or what do I do here?" And me and Eric sit here and shake our heads like, who the fucking half of North America is coming to this show?
Good news.
That is good news. If you really think about it, that is good news.
If they bring back the Concord, I will go.
I would love, dude. Let me tell you, I upgraded my flight.
Uh-huh.
I got an exit row.
Nice.
Thank God. Yeah, I got an exit. I got exit rows fucking everywhere. Australia, exit row.
You should be in the cockpit.
Listen, I would do anything. I swear to God, I would do just about anything aside from paying $12,000 to have just one. It doesn't even have to be up and back. Just one time. Let me have one of those fucking sleeper business class gimmicks. Oh, I would do fucking
Damon, do you, anything. Do you like movies about gladiators?
I gotta carry Lambeer up and down the court. I know Airplane, buddy. Don't fuck with me with Airplane.
I know you know Airplane.
I know my Airplane. Airplane's one of my favorite movies.
Getting back to this match, though, you know what my favorite part of it was?
The end?
So Omega's on the outside, and he's just choking Goto with the broomstick. And there was a lady right in the front row in the audience who is just laughing and clapping as Omega is choking the life out of Goto. She looks like she's, you know, having the time of her life there, sitting front row watching poor Goto get choked out.
Yeah, that's the difference between the Japanese female audience and the guy who brings his wife to a Cork and Hall show. Because my wife would have been running out the door at that point. Like, get me the fuck out of here. I'm out of here.
No, this lady was loving it.
Yeah, she had a big smile on her face. She was loving the fact that Goto was getting the life sucked out of him.
So Yoshihashi picks up the win for his team here with the Karma on Chase Owens.
Yeah. Chase, how did Chase look to you, Colin? Did he look all right for you?
Chase looked fine, you know.
All right, making sure
he looked like Chase. He didn't do very much in this match. Yoshihashi, though, what do you think? Where do you see him fitting into Wrestle Kingdom 11 in January?
I see him in the Battle Royal.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
given how far he's come this year,
you go up, you go down. I mean, where do you put him?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I can't imagine him having a singles match against who? Again, Wrestle Kingdom is already a 5-hour goddamn show, a 5-hour show. What are you gonna do? I mean, unless it's Yoshihashi Ishii for the tag belts.
I don't think that's where we're going, though. I think we are going the Goto route.
Yeah, you think Goto's how's Goto going to get in the mix? You think Yoshihashi's going to get his ass kicked and Goto's going to have to make a save?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility because that's the feeling that I get for the World Tag League. We're getting Goto and Ishii, which is what we wanted. That's what we talked about.
It is. I think. Well, you look at Chaos, right? So if we do the Tag League, we'll just say for right now, we'll say Ishii and Yoshihashi. Okay.
Okay.
Chaos, right? You figure Okada.
Maybe Okada and Goto.
No. Somebody's got to do a job. Somebody's got to lie down.
Hey, Goto's always lying down. What are you talking about?
I know, but not in a fucking tag league, right? So Okada, Ghetto, right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's always been the case, right? Every year it's those two, right?
Wait a minute. No, it's not going to be Okada and Ghetto. First of all, last year in the World Tag League, Okada teamed up with Yoshihashi, and Ghetto...
Okay, Yoshihashi was the guy who fucking took the falls.
Right. He's not going to be with Ghetto, though. Ghetto is in the Super Junior Tag Tournament.
He could be in both.
He's not going to be in both. They're not going
to...
it's not... Ghetto is not going to be involved in the World Tag League.
All right, so who does Okada tag with?
Goto.
Stick him with
Yoshihashi. Look.
That's where I think.
Stick Okada with Yoshihashi, and then let's have Ishii and Goto. There you go.
I would love that. I don't know how we're going to get there, though. That's my problem. Unless, you know, it happens, you know, between here and there.
Ghetto.
Injury angry. I'm just saying, I'm going to be surprised. Why not?
Because he's in the junior tag.
So what? Who fucking cares? I mean, honestly, who cares about either of them?
I want him weighed in. I want everybody weighed in.
You want to scale? You want to scale it out? All right.
Yep. So we can see that Trent Beretta is like 220.
Trent Beretta is at least 220. The biggest fucking junior in the history of juniors. All right, move on.
Yep, there you have it. Yoshihashi picking up the win for his team. And we move on to yet another 8-man tag here. We have the team of Hiroshi Tanahashi, Togi Makabe, Katsuyori Shibata, and Juice Robinson taking on Los Ingobernables de Japón. The biggest takeaway for me from this match? Well, number one, Shibata and Evil really started off hot, so that got me a lot more pumped up for their match at Power Struggle next month. Number two, I really want to see a Juice Robinson versus Naito singles match now.
Yeah, I think Juice would do fine. I think he would do well. You could stick that. I mean, that's a perfect like lead-in match for Naito at Wrestle Kingdom, and it makes sense because Juice and Tanahashi are kind of chums, right? They're kind of pals,
right?
I mean, Juice is lying down, obviously, and he's going to get his ass handed to him, but he can be competitive in a match, and it would be perfect for Naito to get a win, a perfect opponent for Naito. Colin, I'm all in for that. I got no problem with that if we do that before the Dome, and then, you know, Tanahashi can kind of – listen, that you know, nothing has been set in stone here. I mean, I know we have Tanahashi and Sonata, which might play into Naito, but, hey, you know, listen – I would have no problem with a singles match for Juice on a random house show or random road to show. That would be good. That would be good stuff. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, the interactions between Juice and Naito were probably my favorite part of this match, and we saw Naito pin Juice with the Destino. So I think that they're building towards a singles match for these two.
Who is the highlight of each team? Highlight of the Shibata, Juice, Tana. Who else was on that goddamn team? Makabe. Highlight who was the MVP of that team?
You know what?
Go ahead, say it because I'm on board.
I'm gonna say Juice Robinson.
Okay. I was gonna say Makabe. I think Makabe, of all four of those guys, Tanahashi didn't do anything. Tanahashi did nothing. I would go Makabe. I think Shibata did well. Like he got me fired up for the match again with Evil. I think he started out hot in this match. I think Tanahashi's definitely last in this match. I think Tanahashi's definitely last. Nice. Hey, all right, what about the other side of the wall? What about the Los Ingobernables?
Naito.
Naito was your MVP?
Yep, with Sonata as a close second.
I think Sonata. I will say this, when Sonata and Tanahashi were in there, it got me fired up for that match. See, again, I was ready to lay the boots of this match, but I'm sitting here talking like, okay, that got me excited. And it did what it needed to do. It did its job of getting me excited to see some of these matches, right? And that's what it was there for. And so I got to say that the match did what it needed to do. It wasn't, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. I say that a lot, but wasn't by any stretch of the imagination a classic. But, it's okay. I mean, you know, 2 stars, 3 stars, you know, in that average area.
Somewhere in that realm.
Yeah, nothing offensive, but it did what it needed to do. Because I'm sitting here talking about, hey, I'm excited for a lot of these matches coming up.
And I think that we are in agreement that Tanahashi versus Naito at the Dome is probably what they're building towards.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, if I'm looking at the Dome, I think the handwriting on the wall is... obviously, Omega and Okada, Naito, Tanahashi, G.O.D., and Ishii and the revolving door partner, whether it be Goto or Yoshihashi. I hope it's Goto. Do you think Kushida, do you think he gets a special challenge from Will Ospreay? Or do you see, first of all, do you see Kushida winning a belt back? Before the Dome, yes or no?
I think I do see Kushida winning the belt back, yes.
I do too.
Because again, so, I like my idea of having the Super J Cup winner versus the best of the Super Juniors winner at the Dome. I think that's a good match right there.
Yeah, the potential there is great. And then you'll have the winners of the Junior Tag Tournament, presumably facing off against the Junior Tag Team Champions, right? So...
Getting a four-way.
You think so?
Oh, are we ever getting a four-way, Damon?
There's no getting out of it. Huh?
I've learned my lesson, pal. Remember last year how I was pushing for, what was I pushing for? Red Dragon versus Ricochet and Seidel?
No, I think it was Ricochet, Seidel, and Young Bucks, wasn't it? That you were pushing.
I was pushing for one of those things. But anyway, if that was dashed immediately. So I'm not getting my hopes up for a regular tag match for the junior titles.
So we're definitely getting the multi-man tag, you think, huh?
I think so. That's what they like to do. That's how they like to open up Wrestle Kingdom, with a big four-way junior tag car crash.
Schmaz. And then what do you think? Evil Shibata?
At the Dome? Never?
Yeah.
No.
For the Never?
No. Why would we get that? Because they're facing each other at Power Struggle.
All right, so who do you think? Who are you thinking? I mean, it could be a rematch. I mean, you know, it could be a title change.
I already know I don't want to see the rematch.
No?
No, that's not Wrestle Kingdom. That's not a Wrestle Kingdom match. I mean, think about who Shibata faced this past year, Ishii. I mean, Shibata needs somebody of that caliber, and I don't think Evil is that guy. Nothing against Evil. I think he's great, but Shibata needs a different opponent.
How about Go Shiozaki?
Isn't he wrestling him at a Noah show, though?
He is.
I don't think we're going to have a repeat match for Wrestle Kingdom.
You think it's going to be somebody fresh and new? Who do you think it's going to be, somebody that they're going to bring in, or do you think it's somebody that's already on the roster?
I don't know. This is something I need to think more about.
Michael Elgin?
You know, I always said Michael Elgin, the Never title would actually be perfect for him.
Yeah. All right,
I was pushing for Michael Elgin to go after the Never title before he won the IC title. So I think an Elgin versus Shibata match, that's sounding more like Wrestle Kingdom to me.
I think you were disappointed the first time they locked horns, though, right?
I can't even remember the match, to be honest with you.
Okay, so there you go. So, you know, maybe we do get that. All right, so those we're already doing Wrestle Kingdom predictions. But, yeah, I mean, that's where I kind of see where we're going. So is there room? Again, if Yoshihashi can find a way to squeeze his way into the tag match, great. But if not, I see him battle royal. Did you see online? Scott Norton is coming back for apparently.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at his Twitter feed, somebody tweeted it to me, or not tweeted it, texted it to me. I'm like, Scott fucking Norton. Apparently. I mean, there's nothing. It didn't say. He just said he was coming back to New Japan. So the first thing in my mind, I'm thinking, That's a slot number one for as a legend in the battle royal.
Right.
Right. To me, that he can't be doing anything other than that, right?
Him and Haku and
Fujiwara, and you know, maybe they'll bring back Tatsumi Fujinami to come in. He can't be doing anything but that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that they're gonna put Scott Norton in a program.
Scott Norton never titled?
I don't know how well the guy can go. I don't even know how old he is.
Look, he was probably in his 30s, probably mid-30s, when he was rocking and rolling in the NWO.
Scott Norton is a 55-year-old man.
Well, look, there's older people in that Royal Rumble. Or not Royal Rumble. The what do they call it?
The New Japan Rumble.
Rumble, yeah. The Wrestle Rock Rumble.
The rock and wrestling connection.
You know, that Wrestle Rock Rumble that from the fucking AWA literally had the worst theme song ever. You have to, people, I beg of you. Colin, I swear to God, I know we say this a lot. Please, for the love of God, please Google when we're done here, Wrestle Rock Rumble. It was a rap, right? So these wrestlers are rapping, hyping up this show at the Metrodome in Minneapolis, a big AWA show. So it's the people that are, so it's like in the infancy of mainstream rap. So, you know, everything has to rhyme, right? Everything has the same rhyme scheme, right? And it's that, you know, cheesy, synthy, mass produced 90s rap sound. Listen to the lineup of the people fucking rapping on this. Ken Resnick, Vern Gagne, a 97-year-old Vern Gagne is rapping. Larry Zbysko.
I have to hear this now.
This is the Sheik Adnan LKC, right? Greg Gagne. I think Scott Hall is rapping on this. It is a train wreck of epic proportions. And you know who knows all the words to this fucking song?
Eric. I thought you were going to say you.
No, I know some of it, but he knows it. And I almost crashed my car with him reciting some of these lines. They are the worst. Colin, I swear to you, it is worth, and listeners of this show, please Google Wrestle Rock Rumble. It is the worst thing in the history of pro wrestling. You thought the gobbledygooker was fucking insane. This is insane.
I will definitely be checking that out later tonight.
Please. All right, let's move on.
So the next match was supposed to be the first match in the Super Junior Tag Tournament, but unfortunately, it was announced at the top of the show that Ricochet was not going to be there.
Was arrested in Osaka.
Yeah, having some visa issues, and I thought to myself, oh boy, he had a partner that was announced to be having some visa issues. You know what happened there? Maybe, you know, from hanging around Matt Seidel, Ricochet picked up a... You know,
got a little residual, got a little contact.
Yeah, maybe. No.
No, certainly not. We're joshing around.
Yeah, we're joking. Yeah, but Ricochet wasn't there due to some visa issues. So we got a nice little surprise here with David Finlay taking on Will Ospreay in his singles match. I thought this was very good.
I thought this was good. I mean, look, given the time restraints that I'm sure they had, they couldn't go balls out. But I thought this was, I don't know, maybe my expectations of Will Ospreay is always going to be, you know, 5,000 moves and just flashy and craziness.
Well, he did get all of his signature spots in there.
He did, but it didn't feel, I don't want to say it didn't feel special. But it didn't feel like you're right. He got in all his spots, and that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like he got in all his spots. Does that make any sense? Like, it didn't feel like taking all of his spots and putting it in a great match, and then just doing all your spots to me are two different things.
So you're saying just another night at the office. That's what this felt like to you.
Like, but here's the thing, though: a night in the office for him is still a good match, right? I don't know. Maybe
I thought this was a fine match.
I did, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm poo-pooing it, because I'm not. I think it was a good match. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what I expected. I don't know why I expected more. I don't know why I left watching the match a little disappointed. But it was a good match. I don't know what I'm complaining about. I'm not complaining.
By the way, I think that I deciphered the ransom note on the back of David Finlay's tights.
Yeah, what does it say?
I think it says Prince.
Prince?
Yeah. I think that it says Prince.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know if that is a homage to the late great Prince from Minnesota, or if it's a homage to Prince Devitt, or I don't know. I think it says Prince, though.
Huh. I never looked. I didn't.
You're not checking out David Finlay's ass during the match.
I mean, he's pale as a ghost, isn't he?
He is.
Isn't he pale?
He
really is.
Hell of a worker, though.
Yeah, listen, we know that. We're just, you know, we like to have a little fun here. But it's Prince, huh? Huh. I wonder what that's trying to tell me. You know, if he comes out with a little symbol, you know, we know something's up here.
Yeah. I dig, though, that...
It's pronounced Finlay, and it's like a squiggly line.
I like how they're kind of giving Finlay a little bit of a mean streak in these matches, if you notice. Like, him throwing Ospreay into the chairs in the crowd.
I hate that spot.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No, I fucking don't. Like, honestly, I just want to watch a pro wrestling show. I don't need to... I don't know. I hate that spot. I really do.
Flaming tables. I need thumbtacks.
Yeah, I like it all. You like a little Big Japan death match. Huh?
Yep.
Do you watch any of that?
No.
No.
I don't have time for that, damn it.
I like Big Japan a lot.
I know you do.
That death match stuff. Some of that stuff is just cringy. Do you ever see the video? It wasn't Big Japan. So it was Freedom's. It was a scissors match. So they had this board. So take a pair of scissors, right? Open it, right? So that it's like in a V, and then mount the handle parts on a board so that the sharp edges are in a V, you know, pointing up, open. And they had like several of these on a board. And the bump, I think it was either like a power bomb or something like that on these scissors. And this dude's back just got so fucked up. I'm just like, why are you doing this shit? Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's more of a car crash where it's like I kind of watch it with one eye open. But other times I'm just like
gripping your pillow tight.
I feel like the Sandman. Oh, they were the worst. Those ECW shows, Colin. Oh, yeah. Fucking him coming out. It took 20 minutes for him
you
to
there.
Finally. I certainly was. All right. We were all over the map today.
Back to this
all
Ospreay right. versus Finley match, though. Will Ospreay, excuse me, picking up the win with the Os Cutter here. Like you said, fine match. If these guys meet again, I feel like if they're given a good 15 minutes, they can really do something a lot more special than what this was. But
you know the time on this?
It was about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was. That's probably about right.
10:25, all right. It says.
He got a new haircut, didn't he? Ospreay? A little
yeah.
dye job.
Yeah, Ospreay's like dyed a lighter blonde color. Kind of looks like Okada.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Jeff Spicoli.
And I like the striper gear that he has on. Are you familiar with striper, Damon?
I in God We Trust, right?
Yep, that's right. To hell with the devil.
You know what? Who was into him? My brother. My brother was. They were at the.
Really?
He was at the. Yeah, yeah. I always looked at him funny after that. What the fuck you think?
I never saw a striper, but I have seen their lead singer and guitar player Michael Sweet was actually in Boston for a while. The band Boston.
The one that did More Than a Feeling?
Yeah.
Really? He was in that band?
Yeah, he was in the band because after the original lead singer, Brad Delp, passed away, you know, he has that iconic voice, they found some guy from Home Depot, I kid you not, who sounded just like Brad Delp, and they got Michael Sweet from Striper. And
how do you find that? Like, how do you find a guy in Home Depot? You're like,
MySpace. Look. This dude literally posted him doing Boston covers on MySpace, and what's his name from Boston? Tom Schultz, the guitar player. His wife found him, and he's like, "Hey, why don't you check out this guy? He sounds good." And
well,
next
wow.
thing you know, some dude from Home Depot is fronting Boston. He's there with Michael Sweet, and yeah, I saw them. Good show. This
I love
years
those.
Ago.
I love those legitimate bands, right? Those bands that have made a name for themselves, and when they find that Home Depot singer, like Journey,
yeah.
Who else? Like
NXS kind of did it, but
well, they had the reality TV show,
right?
And that album's not that bad. JD Fortune was his name, Colin.
That's right.
But he's no Michael fucking Hutchins. Michael Hutchins is, dude. Michael Hutchins, he's. I think Michael Hutchins is the best frontman ever. How about that for a hot take?
That hang, you know,
whatever
floats your boat, there, Damon.
He's an attractive gentleman. All right, but he's dead. All right, and we're you know what? I got to go to that hotel where he hung himself. How morbid is that? I'm gonna go there.
Hey, that's
I'm gonna have an old fashioned. I'm gonna have an old fashioned in the hotel that Michael Hutchins hung himself.
I lived in the hotel where Nikolai Tesla died.
Wow, I lived in the hotel where Nikolai Volkov sang the national anthem.
Well, you
actually he did it. He sung Karamia. My bad.
You had the one up me there, didn't you?
My bad. Yeah. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so here's the deal with this tag match that we were supposed to see. So that is going to take place on the 25th now. So it's going to be Ricochet and Finley taking on Ospreay and Ghetto on the show on the 25th. I don't think that one is going to be on NJPWWorld.com.
No?
But the winner of that match, nope. Winner of that match will go on to the semifinals. So there you
go. There's a lot of stuff that I don't think is going to be on the network.
There was a show that was on today that wasn't on the network.
Yeah, well, there was a Noah show with Shibata that was today or yesterday or however Japan time whatever. And you know, Colin, who is the new GHC heavyweight champion. I think he won it last night.
Actually, I don't follow Noah that closely, so I'm not quite sure who that would be.
How about that Katsuhiko Nakajima?
Nakajima, wow. One of my favorite guys.
Picked it up last night at the Great Voyage in Yokohama. So yeah, there you go. Maybe you'll watch a little bit more Noah. So there's a lot of Noah guys that you like, right? I mean, you got
Marufuji.
Yeah. You should watch Noah, dude. There's a lot of guys that you'd like. And I know that you're a big Suzuki-Goon guy, right?
I am.
You like Suzuki. You like KES, right?
I do.
There's a lot of shit that you might like, dude. This might be right up your alley.
I know. It's just the time.
I know time, and I get it.
Yet another wrestling promotion to follow.
Come on, you love it. But that's one that you might want to dig your sink your teeth into there,
all right,
pal.
All right, I'll do some digging. I'll do some digging and see what I can come up with. Maybe I'll check out that show. But let's move on to the actual start of the Super Junior Tag Tournament. The first round match featuring the team of Angel de Oro and Titan taking on Roppongi Vice. I really enjoyed this.
Ah, that's what I wanted to hear, right? A little lucha libre for Colin, who last week said, I don't fucking like it.
I don't know if I said that in those words, but...
It was close. You were like, I hate it, I believe is what you said.
Yeah, I think the word hate may have been in there, but...
Yeah, but these guys, I think these guys, I think they were team of the night. I really like these guys a lot.
Yeah, these guys were great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they had a nice dance partner with Rocky Romero, who seems to be very comfortable with them in the ring. I want to see more. I was happy with what I saw. I have no problem whatsoever. Well, and usually it seems very choreographed and all the things that we've talked about a million times, but this was good, right?
Well, bad news, Damon. They are eliminated from the tournament.
I know. Right?
Because Beretta pinned Angel, I believe it was, with the Dude Buster for the win.
We'll see them in six-man tags, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Throughout the, you know, I'm sure they're not just one and done.
No. We're definitely going to see them in February for my favorite New Japan event of the year, Fantasticomania. I can't wait for that one.
I saw somebody online. I think it was in the Classic group. They were like, this weekend's pro wrestling watching, and he had like Fantasticomania, and I'm like, oh my god, why would anyone even fucking sit through this? But you know what, dude? Again, I know that you panned it, and I know that you don't like it. That last year's was good. That last night, that was a good show. I would go back and rewatch that show. It was that good. That was a good show. And I think that gets buried by all the other really good pro wrestling shows that New Japan has put on. I think that one's going to sneak in with some votes. And speaking of votes, Colin, we got to start talking about that year-end awards, right?
We do. We have a lot to discuss because
– maybe write that down because we got to talk about that at the end of the show. That's something we definitely got to come back and talk about because it's coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, we're going to have a little mini production meeting after we sign off here.
Well, I mean, maybe a live one. What the fuck?
But Beretta picking up the win for his team and some signs there, once again, of Beretta and Romero, you know, maybe some dissension in the ranks. So we'll see what happens as this team moves forward in the
Hell
tournament.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I think that's next Sunday, actually. So maybe they'll be there.
Yeah. Let's line it up. Let's have nine Hell in a Cell matches. Let's do it.
Why don't we? Right. Next match, Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask taking on Ryusuke Taguchi and Fuego. Yet another enjoyable match.
You like Fuego? You like the fringe jacket, the hat, the dancing? You into that?
I think that he certainly fits well with Taguchi.
Yeah, I think so. Let me ask you this also. Have you seen any footage that may have leaked online from Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, and specifically the involvement of one crazy Uncle Jushin Liger?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it's out there. I don't want to. I'm certainly not a fan of bootlegging and torrents and all that horse shit. Pay your money. But there is a clip out there. I will say that there is a clip if you search for this clip. The clip involves a multi-man tag of indie pro wrestling's finest and Jushin Thunder Liger. Are you familiar with the Human Centipede, Colin?
I am.
Okay. That should wet your palate. Human Centipede. I'll describe this as graphically as possible.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah. So are you familiar with that penis spot? The strong penis spot from, what's his name? Is it Joey Ryan?
Yeah, Joey Ryan from DDT.
Yep, and Indie
Fame.
Cock
spot, I call it.
A cock spot. I like that. Well, think this. Take the cock, right? Reverse it. You're in the old hiney hole, aren't you? Right?
Huh.
Yeah, you can't believe I'm going here. I'm going here. So there's a spot where someone is going to shove their thumb up someone's hiney hole.
Their rectum.
The rectum, right? They're going to go right on him. Liger hops into the ring and hand waves and says, no, 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 no. I'm going to take this move. Like, literally, I feel like I'm drunk saying this, describing this spot. This is actually online. This actually happened.
So Liger,
on his own accord, is going to save his partner. He's going to take this, right? So he goes into the corner and juts out his hiney to accept this gentleman's thumb in his ass. Okay.
Somebody needs to chop this part off and
this is the best of, right? So Liger is like saying, put it in my ass. The guy takes his thumb and proceeds to jam it up Liger's ass. Liger doesn't sell it, but the guy is still trying to shove a thumb up his ass. So Liger's partner in this multi-man tag comes around and jams his thumb up the guy's ass. So this goes on. So there's now a human centipede, a Liger in the middle, or not the middle, he's at the head of the centipede, of guys with their thumb in the guy in front of them's asses. Okay? Kid you not.
Can I find a gif of this somewhere?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure. I guarantee it. So Liger starts marching like a bushwhacker. Right? So you know the bushwhacker walk. He's kind of walking like that, right? And then proceeds to flip with his strong anus, flip the entire centipede, the body and the tail end of the centipede. Wrestlers are flying everywhere. And the crowd goes crazy.
Must be all those hack squats in the dojo.
Those Hindu spots. I was like I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was just like, I promise you, I didn't know how to react. I was dumbfounded watching what I was watching. So there you go. There's my Liger update. You got to look for that. So a lot of searching online, kids, for lots of interesting pro wrestling stuff. What do you think of this match? Liger tapping out. What, did he tap out?
Yeah, Liger tapping out to Taguchi's ankle
press.
Lock. Do you know the technical term for Taguchi's ankle lock? What he calls it?
Oh, no. No, what?
It is the Oh My and Gar ankle.
No. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh My and Gar ankle?
Yes.
Because you know he's Oh My and Garfunkel, which we have no idea what the fuck means.
Well, hey, the Japanese audience seems to know what it means, so.
Do they know? Because I would love, what does that mean? Oh My and Garfunkel. Like, is that just like more like a, is that like a like an expression like, oh, Jesus Christ? Like when we say, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, oh, we can't believe it, or, you know, kind of like a that. Is that what that means?
I'm not sure. Maybe somebody could explain it to us. If you know what Oh My and Garfunkel means,
yeah.
Please tweet us, post on our Facebook. Let us know, because we would like to know.
I would like to know, at least. All right. So, well, what did you think of this match? Nah, right?
Yeah. You know, nothing. Again, nothing wrong with it. Which is kind
of like Fuego. You like Fuego and Taguchi as a tag team?
Yeah, I enjoyed them together. I'm glad that they advanced. Actually,
who do they do? Do we have any idea who they take on next?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Who? I know who they're taking on. They're taking on Roppongi Vice.
They might move on. They might move on. Wouldn't it be? Would you mind if Fuego and Reisuke Taguchi, won this thing?
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Really? Wow. Colin with the comedy. Huh? Next thing you know, you're going to be watching DDT.
I guess that's because, I don't know, I've almost... I hate to say it, but I've given up hope on this junior tag division. And it's like, at this point, we might as well just make it fun.
I guess. I mean, isn't that what the six-man belts are for? But
who do I want to win? I want
to win.
I want ACH and Ishimori to win. And let's just move on to the main event. Why don't we?
All right.
Yeah, the main event here, Ishimori and ACH taking on Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks. In what I thought was a very good match, Ishimori and ACH picking up the win with stereo 450 splashes. I really like that.
Yeah, I like the whole setup. Was it with Matt? Or was it with Nick? I forget. Where it was him and ACH kind of going hold for hold and match, you know, maneuver for maneuver.
Is that where they got locked in the super kick? They their legs got entangled?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually it was more before. So it was more the beginning of the match where they were doing the dives and then they did the moonsaults off the apron and then they went back in the ring. And but yeah, that was another spot where they got their legs intertwined on the super kick. I liked the match a lot. I you know,
great main event for this show.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the best match of the show, hands down. You can't go wrong watching this match. So even if you skipped everything else, guys, even if you skipped the entire show, I would say,
which I don't recommend you do, actually.
Neither do I, because again, it is. Nothing is. You said it best. It's easily digestible. I watched this show and it went quick. It wasn't like I was dying to get the fast forward button. And the things that you think would stink really didn't. They were okay. Everything was okay. And I think this main event was very good. I don't think we're talking about this come match of the year, mind you. But I think if there's one match in this show, it's definitely this. And I would say if you haven't watched the show and you're pressed for time and – you know, you got to watch one match from this show. This obviously is it. I thought it was very good. And given the people that are in the ring, you kind of would expect it.
The Korakuen audience firmly behind the Young Bucks in this match. I will say that.
Well, again, I think that kind of goes through those company lines, right? Those fans are there to see a New Japan show. So they're going to root for the New Japan peeps. They might not be as familiar with the ACH and Ishimori. I mean, it's not like they're getting the houses that New Japan does. I'm sure there were a smattering of fans there for the Noah contingent. But, yeah, Young Bucks did well. I think they had the crowd behind them. I think the crowd was into the match. It didn't feel like it died at any point. I mean, again, it is Korakuen Hall. The audience knows what they're there for. What did you say the house was? What did you say the gate was?
It was 1,627.
Okay, a little low in Korakuen, right? A little low, but
it's again, over. Companies,
really?
Companies going under.
No more shows. Oh
nope.
No,
that's it.
Oh fuck. Yeah. I mean, listen, we go through this every year with the junior tag. We know what's going on. So, but 16 is a little disappointing again. But
and I'm a fan of the junior tag league, by the way.
Last year's was good, wasn't it?
It was. It was very good.
Yeah, it was a nice. Nice diversion from the usual heavyweights, right?
Yeah,
that
are
usually seen as the spotlight.
I like a good single elimination tournament. You know what I mean?
Me too. Sometimes G1 can get a little, and even you know, even the World Tag can get a little bit of a struggle. You know, you just like it feels like it goes on forever sometimes. And again, I like the junior tag in the sense of the matches are usually really good. It does kind of. There is a bit of a letdown when it comes to the World Tag League, but
I'm not looking forward to those World Tag League shows.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, because 9 times out of 10, the cat's already out of the bag on who's winning it.
I think we already know.
Well, again, they announced the Wrestle Kingdom lineup before the winner is even. You know, they announced the Wrestle Kingdom lineup. You know, days. Before the tournament, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is just kind of go through them and, you know, okay, this guy's with this guy.
Yeah,
this
it's
guy's
like, okay,
with this guy.
Okada's in the main event, so right. Him and Yoshihashi obviously aren't winning this thing.
Right. I mean, that's all you got to do. And again, sometimes the matches aren't that great. I can't think of – it's been many years since you could point out a great World Tag League final. You know, to me, that's – you're just waiting for the final. The final match is usually pretty good, but you know it's nothing. You're not talking match of the year. All right, so that's that, right? Well, that wrapped up that. When's our next show? We got to talk about.
Yeah, so the next show that's going to be on NJPW World is yet another Korakuen Hall show that's going to take place next Sunday, October 30th, Halloween Eve, and the two matches, the two Super Junior Tag matches that we're going to be seeing. Next Sunday are Taguchi and Fuego versus Roppongi Vice, and Ishimori and ACH taking on the winners of Ricochet and Finlay versus Ospreay and Ghetto. Again, that one, that match is going to take place on the 25th, which is not going to be on NJPW World.
All right, so here's what we got. We got ACH and Ishimori already beating the Young Bucks, right?
So they've earned a tag shot right off the bat.
I mean, I don't know if they... I mean, technically you would think, right? Logic would kind of say. Does that mean they go on and win the tourney? To kind of kill two birds with one stone?
Well, let's see here. What is your prediction for the October 25th match between Ricochet and Finlay versus Ospreay and Ghetto?
I think Ghetto lies down for that.
Yeah, I think that Ricochet and Finlay advance. I think ACH and Ishimori versus advance. Ricochet and Finlay is a very good match. So I think that we're probably looking at a Ishimori versus ACH, or excuse me, Ishimori and ACH versus Taguchi and Fuego finale.
I think you're right. I would say that that's probably what we're looking at. So from that, do you see ACH and Ishimori winning?
I would like them to win. Do I want to go out on a limb right now and say that they're going to win?
Go out on a limb.
I don't know if I can, because I can't discount this Taguchi and Fuego team. I mean, people seem to be into them.
What the hell?
I'm going to do it. Ishimori and ACH, they're taking the cake.
Okay. And then that means, because they already beat the Young Bucks, right?
They did.
Already beat them. So you can kind of say that they've earned a title shot already. Have them win the tourney, right?
Yeah, to further solidify that.
Boom, right. And then boom, away you go. That's your match, Wrestle Kingdom.
Dome. But I... Again,
you know
they're going to find a way, just like they did last year.
We beat the Young Bucks on a Road 2 show. We beat the Young Bucks in the middle of Toledo, Ohio on a Ring of Honor show.
We beat the Young Bucks at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah, we deserve a shot. Hey, I went to your kid's birthday party. I probably deserve a shot. Fuck faces.
Next thing you know, it's going to be a 10-man junior
battle
heavyweight.
Royal style. Yep. Right.
It's going to be in the elimination chamber. Two teams in one pod at the same time.
Ew. Wow. I think we just talked about two teams in one pod moments ago. I don't know what that meant.
There you go, though. That is next Sunday's show. I don't have a full card for that one, but those are the two... two semifinal matches that we're looking at.
Wow. All right. I think I'm going to go with you, Colin. I'm going to say Nakajima and ACH. So there you go. All right. There we go. We got that to look forward to, and I'm sure many, many multi-man tags from now until whenever.
You said Nakajima and ACH, by the way.
Did I say what?
Nakajima instead of Ishimori.
Ishimori. I'm sorry. I'm actually looking at a picture of Nakajima right now. That's why he's very attractive, young boy.
He is. He's a handsome guy.
Handsome guy. All right. Where are we going now, Colin? What are we doing? Are we done? What are we doing?
Yeah, I think that about wraps up today's show, actually. Unless you have any other pressing issues that need to be addressed, Damon.
No, it's a late night for us. We're recording a little late, so we wanted to make sure we got this one in. But no, I think we're good, right? I think we covered all the New Japan news we needed to. And you know what? We could never do timestamps.
No, because the
we're all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It would be like 2-second timestamp, how random we are. All right. No. Okay. I think we're good. I think we did a full day's work. We've earned our keep for the day. Let's wrap things up.
I think so. And we want to thank all of our great listeners out there, wherever you are. Thank you so much for subscribing to us on iTunes, Stitcher, listening to us on NewJapanPuroCast.com. Remember, you can head there. Links to all social media, our feed, iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah, there. And guess where we're going to be soon, Colin? I think we can announce that.
Where? Oh yeah, we are going to be, and this was this just happened the other day. We're going to be in the Real Hero archive.
Yeah, so where you will watch all the shows that are posted from the Real Hero archives. Again, our good friend Eric and Morton VH and all of those great guys out there that are running that classic board. He came to me and he was like, "Listen, I kind of wanted this to be like a one stop shop for everything. And would you mind if I put episodes up there?" And I'm like, "Dude, yeah, great, fantastic. I don't care how people listen to us." So he was like, "Well, you know what? Let me just would you mind checking with Rich at Voices of Wrestling? Make sure it's cool with him." And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll have a problem, but you know, let me hit him up." He was fine with it. So yeah, so there's another spot. So again, if you're watching shows and you still want to hear some stuff that's other than where they're going to be there too. So good stuff there.
Yep, so NewJapanPuroCast.com, soon to be on the Real Hero Archive. And, of course, we will always be available, usually every Monday afternoon at VoicesOfWrestling.com, the great Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. They've got something for everyone there, so check them out. So, Damon, anything else?
No, again, guys... Again, just to reiterate, Sydney, Monday, November 14th, Old Growler, Melbourne. Friday, the 18th, Turf Bar. Circle your calendars. Kind of come out, see me, make me smile, as Simon LeBond would say.
All right, so on that note, we are going to see you guys right here next Sunday to talk about the semifinals for the Super Junior Tag Tournament. So, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys down the road later.